words can be.
Up on 7 past the hour in 3, 2, 1, 7 past the hour.
Nice.
So if you're late, get on it.
That builds excitement when you do that.
I know. Coming up on 8 past the hour in 54.
53, 52. Can you tell Dunkville? We're just going to count the rest of the hour.
Like all right.
Sesame Street.
So get your showers in, get the toast in there, get the coffee on, get your car started. It's ready to go.
Time for Dr. Jokes.
Yeah, we can tell Dr. Jokes while Doug's away. So Dr. Jack joins us while Doug has head down to Washington, D.C., where he was here in the studio with us all morning. Sitting here, Charlotte was nipping at my big orange ball that I sit on. She thought this was the funnest thing. So now I know he's going to have to borrow one when they get home because he was having a ball. And I got some video. We'll put it up on the website.
Can you imagine being a dog, though, and walking in and seeing a ball that big? Is this for me? I love this place.
She was having a ball with it. So then we were just throwing it up and down the corridor, and she was chasing it. When I brought it back in to sit back down on it, she kept biting it, and I know
it's gonna pop.
Yeah, I mean tomorrow
she's
when she's in here,
dog.
She's gonna. Yeah, she will not stop until she pops it, and I end up on the floor.
Ball.
Yep, I'm gonna be done. So, all right, Dr. Jack Stockwell, how are you?
Good. Two best doctor jokes ever.
Okay. Let's hear them.
All right, definition of a doctor: someone who stands around and entertains you while your body heals itself.
I
number
like that.
Two. Yes, number two. Marge calls the doctor and says, Bob's fallen down and he can't get up. We need you over here right away. Please. I don't care what it costs. Okay, if you don't care what it costs, I'm coming over. So he comes over. He helps Bob back into bed. He rubs him down a little bit and says, my goodness, it's a good thing you called me when you did. Another couple of days, he'd been up and around again.
Ba-dum-bum. So, where's the rim shot?
Ba-dum-bum. Back in January... Perfect question for those jokes. Back in January, I was doing something stupid at Taekwondo with a bunch of, you know, 7 and 8 year old kids.
And, oh, I heard it.
And involved a trampoline and running and jumping. And the long story short,
he injured himself in a bouncy house. Doctor.
Yeah, I heard. It was either yesterday or the day before. I heard it.
Yeah, I ended up on my shoulder and did. I mean, and for a couple of days, I could not move my arm. And I just, you know, I decided I'm not going to go to the hospital because they're going to take an X-ray. I can move my arm, and they're going to say, okay, keep it stable, don't use it, and come back and see us in a month, and here's your $1,000 bill.
Right, and here's all your expensive painkillers.
Right. So, here I am, and I took Advil and whatnot. So here I am 3 months later, and obviously it's a lot better. I can use it and whatnot, but there's still some after effects. I'm hearing a little clicking in my shoulder. You know, when we get to this age, 46... do you really need to go every time you get a little bump or a little, you know, thing? What should you do? I mean, should you?
Well,
see,
that's
my thing with the insurance. They're going to, yeah, I've got insurance and it's going to pay for it, but it's going to be $2,000 for them to go, well, just take it easy for a couple of months.
Yeah, we better shoot a picture of it. Yeah, the AC joint separated a little bit there, the acromioclavicular space. We better do an MRI. We want to make sure that you didn't tear the rotator cuff. You know, and as long as you've got insurance, there's going to be one test after another test after another test, mm-hmm. and then your premiums are going to go up next
See,
year.
Here's the thing, though. I have an HSA.
Ah.
So I pay...
Which is, by the way?
A health savings account.
Okay.
All right, so it basically has... If anything big happens to you, your insurance covers that. But all the little stuff and an emergency room visit, it will cover. But the deductible's higher, and you know, so it ends up coming. You know, I would have ended up paying $400 or $500 out of my pocket. So because I have this HSA, I thought about it. Now, if it were one of the kids, I wouldn't even think about it. I'd take them, I'd go. But me, I'm like, you know what? I know this routine enough. With Juliana, my daughter, when she broke her clavicle, not that I would have not taken her. But they didn't do anything except look at it and then bring her back a week later and look at it and bring her back a week later and look at it.
But there's nothing they can do for a clavicle. Couldn't they set a shoulder if there was something wrong with it?
But it wasn't. I could still move it, so it wasn't not.
Yeah, if you still have full range of motion of your shoulder. Let me. What day did this happen?
January 10th.
Okay, now, was there a point after this happened when it was really painful and you had definite decreased range of motion of the shoulder joint?
Yeah, for two days.
Okay, now, if the high point of that pain and loss of range of motion was a 10, 10 being the worst, 0 being the least, what is it now?
A two,
yeah. See, I wouldn't even worry about it. And if there's a couple of hot spots in there that are bothering you, put some ice on it once or twice a day.
Okay.
Seriously.
Now, is stretching a good idea for something like that?
As long as it doesn't hurt.
See,
don't stretch into pain. Now, there's a difference between something being achy and like, oh, I got to stretch this further because it's not stretched enough is one thing. But to stretch it and feel like somebody's sticking a hot poker in the middle of what you're stretching, back off because you're destroying tissue at that point.
Okay. But I guess my bottom line point is, because we all have insurance that just pays for it, everybody goes.
Oh, yeah.
When they have a broken nail. You walk into the emergency room, and let me tell you something. If there's 15 people sitting in the emergency room, you can't see anything wrong with 13 of those people.
Yeah, but, you know, on the other side, if you're paying, how much do we pay for insurance? It is expensive, especially if you're trying to do it independently and you're not part of a group. It's expensive.
That's my point.
You might as well use it if
you've got it. That's my point. The more we use it, the more expensive it gets.
Well, if no one remembers anything else I say this morning besides those two classic jokes, remember this part. Modern health care and the delivery system, which includes the insurance people, was never about a cure. It's about repeat business. If it was about
right.
a cure,
exactly.
cures would be offered.
Exactly. Which is why when you go to the emergency room for something you really didn't need to go to the emergency room for, they're jacking you up for another couple of $100, and then they're saying, come back next week so we can follow up on it.
Because of the decrease in the employment situation in this country, there is, believe it or not, lesser access by people who can actually pay cash to the hospital, so they're hurting. So the people who have insurance, they're milking them for every last penny they can get out of this. And, she's all right, but we don't know about tomorrow. Bring her back tomorrow. Well, you know, she's all right. Well, we don't know about this weekend. Bring her back this weekend. That's going to be the status quo.
So, all right, so we're going to take a little break here.
And then
when we come back,
ask about sciatic nerves.
Jennifer's going to ask you about sciatic nerves.
The easiest thing in the world to get rid of.
Okay,
I like it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make you prove that vitamins work.
Oh.
Prove it. Okay? So when we come back, Dr. Jack will answer a question about sciatic nerves.
And he'll juggle.
And he'll juggle. And he'll prove that vitamins work. Are you ready for that, Jack?
The hole-in-one's coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Here it is. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Vinacura. If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Vinacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All-natural Vinacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
17 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is on his way down to Washington, D.C. to talk to some congressmen and senators about the farm bills that they're trying to get passed or trying to block. Take your pick on the bill. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with Roberta and Jennifer and myself, Rich. And Jennifer has a question about sciatic nerves.
Yeah, because when I was in Hawaii years ago, I was hiking and I fell and I hit my tailbone on a rock.
I've done that. Oh, yeah.
Ever since then, I've had sciatic pain. My dad also this weekend was having some aches and pains, and he was complaining about his sciatic nerve. So I know it's pretty common for most people. What can we do about it? Is it?
You need to see somebody that does what I do.
Sciatic. Can I come to you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just straight up the street, up I-15
from
you.
That's right.
About 7 hours.
I just saw Doug Saturday morning there at my St. George office. Yes, and I guarantee you, when you walk out of the office, you will not believe how much better it feels with just one treatment, because sciatica is, even though it's a muscle spasm in the low back that grabs a hold of the sciatic nerves, it's the muscle spasm is caused by the spine being out of balance. And so when the spine comes out of balance due to injuries like falling on your tailbone or landing on your shoulder, whatever, muscle, you'll get imbalanced muscle contraction along the spine. And the body's ability to balance muscle tone from one side of the spine to the other is lost. And as gravity is pulling down on you constantly, those muscles in the low back will tighten up and grab a hold of the nerve roots that come together to form the sciatic nerve. And this is, I must see a half a dozen cases of this a week in my clinic in Salt Lake. And even the worst cases, by the time I've worked on them two or three times, they're off their walker, they're off their cane, they're up walking around back to being on their feet all day long. Sciatica, low back pain, and headache migraine patterns are the three easiest things in the world to fix, unless you try throwing drugs at it.
All right, so here's your challenge now. You got that, Jen?
Okay.
Prove that vitamin C or vitamin D or any vitamin works.
What's the role of a vitamin? Vitamins are enzymes. All right, vitamins are enzymes. They're the real vitamins, the vitamins that come from food. The vitamins that come from laboratories, which is 99.5% of them out there, just a soupy junk that really does very little. But the vitamins that come from food are enzymes that bring minerals into chemical compound formula reactions inside the body. You can't utilize iron, copper, magnesium, calcium, any of the minerals necessary for life, unless a vitamin brings that mineral into the cell to do its job. That's what vitamins are for. They don't do something in and of themselves. They're an enzyme that brings minerals, which are essential to life, into a physiological function.
So the vitamin doesn't do anything itself. It allows the food that you eat to be processed in the way that it should, so that the vitamin
is
actually
good way. That's a good way to put it. It brings the mineral into the cell. That's what a vitamin does. Without minerals, if you're lacking
so
minerals,
if you're not eating the right things, the vitamins do no good.
Don't process.
Precisely.
Really?
Precisely.
How come nobody tells you that?
Because they're it's
they
not about
vitamins.
A cure.
Yeah.
It's not about a cure. It's about
isn't that
business.
Something? Never
but
knew
I,
that. Never even
I,
heard that.
I tell that to my patients. They
right
know
here,
that.
The Doug Steffens Show. Right. 21 past the hour. Dr. Jack, the smartest doctor alive. And Dr. Ken, too. So coming up here in a little bit. It's 21 past.
Oh. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day. We're going to see how good of a fan Roberta Fasanelli is.
Oh, boy. Pretty good.
We'll test her easy first. Roberta, what's the name of the song? That's the easy one.
What?
What's the name of the song? I'm throwing you a softball, okay?
Huh?
I'm throwing you a softball.
Okay.
All right, so you know it's Born to Run. Good. Who's playing drums?
Max Weinberg.
Okay. Who's playing backup guitar?
Backup guitar?
Yeah.
Probably Steve Anderson.
Okay. Who's on the keyboards?
Danny Federici.
I'm sorry, who?
Danny Federici.
Okay. Whose birthday is it today?
What is today's date?
Today's date is April 13th.
Well, it's not Bruce. He's September 23rd.
Okay.
So I don't know.
This person is turning 60 years old today.
Let's say Max Weinberg.
Okay, Jennifer says it's Max. Roberta?
Oh, it's not Clarence. Maybe it's Steve?
Okay. Is that your official answer?
Yeah, I'll say Steve.
Yeah, Jennifer's a better Bruce Springsteen fan.
Yeah!
Max Weinberg's 60th birthday today. And I will have to go with Roberta. This is one of the best songs of rock and roll history, without a doubt. One of the things that Bruce, I mean, he's definitely blue-collar rock and knows how to just kind of hit that everyman rock and roll, or every woman in your case rock and roll. But he knows how to build anticipation in a song.
Oh, gosh, yes.
He knows how to take a song and just pull you into it and drag you up to the top of the hill and then just run all the way down the other side. And it's an amazing thing to be able to do. And look, now he brings you back down again. And then to take you back, it's really incredible the energy that you go up and down with this song. And it's like a roller coaster ride. Girls come to When's the last time you saw them? Or stalked them, I should say?
Last time I saw Bruce...
When's the last time they put out a 50-foot...
It was in January for Light of Day.
Oh, okay.
Where he did 2 hours with Joe Buscemi. Asbury Park.
All right. So happy birthday to Max Weinberg. Turning 60, another aging rocker. I'm still blown away by Dr. Jack.
I know. You're, like, really excited about this.
No, I'm not excited. I just... It makes me mad a little bit that...
That
we
our
go
health
out.
Is a business?
Well, I mean, I knew that. That's why I didn't go to the emergency room for my shoulder, because I knew I'd pay $1,000 or my insurance and me together would pay $1,000 for them to just go, oh, your shoulder's hurt, and come back in 2 months and we'll check it again. But this thing about the vitamins, I had no idea that vitamins really don't do anything except make your body able to process the vitamins in the food. So if I don't take vitamin C or vitamin D, and then if I take vitamin C and vitamin D and then eat chocolate, it does me no good. But if I take vitamin C and vitamin D and then eat broccoli, then my body says, oh, look, here are some healthy things. You need those. Absorb them. And I don't know why they don't tell you that.
Hmm.
Why wouldn't the food industry go, okay, take
your
vitamins?
It would be too complicated.
Yeah.
You think? I think it's pretty easy. I mean, I think
they underestimate people.
Yeah, I would definitely say you're right there.
You know, they don't want to. Let's not confuse them with the facts.
Yeah, but you would think the food industry would go, no, I guess not. I don't know. Maybe I get it. I mean, Doug has never even told us that.
Well, I've read articles. This is what's weird. When you brought this up, it made me think of the fact that someone told me to drink Diet Pepsi with calcium when you take calcium.
Really?
Because it'll help it absorb.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Who knew? Another thing we learn on the Good Day Show. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you have to travel out of state for a medical procedure or have special needs on the road, there are now hotels that actually have something called a dedicated medical concierge. Lowe's Hotels recently launched medical support programs at its properties in Denver and Nashville. Located close to major hospitals, these hotels are fully stocked with items like reclining beds, oxygen tanks, and ice packs. At the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, visitors staying at the Kaler Grand Hotel have access to a comprehensive medical concierge. Even the hotel room service menu has options for guests preparing for tests and specific dietary needs. Patients at the world-famous Cleveland Clinic have access to 3 hotels on the property, which provide assistance with scheduling doctor appointments and airline reservations. The best way to find these places? Check with the hospital itself to see if it's affiliated with a specific hotel, then call up the hotel's manager to ask about what specific services are included with your rate. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip. As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex,
8:33 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. It's Jennifer, Roberta, and Rich here with you. And Doug is on his way down. He's actually here in D.C., was in the studio all morning with me. Charlotte was trying to attack the big orange ball that I sit on, and I was sure that she was going to pop it while I was sitting here.
I would have liked to see that. Would you have gone to the ground?
No, it's a lot faster. I've seen people sitting on these things and breaking. Leo Laporte, who does a technology internet show, it has a famous YouTube video of him sitting on his ball while it bursts, and is all of a sudden it's like
just fizzles out.
It fizzles a little bit. He's like, oh, I have a leak, and then all of a sudden he's gone. It's funny. I know that's going to happen one day on my ball because I bounce around on this thing.
I'm doing it this morning. I'm sitting on the ball, and it's fantastic.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
I'm telling you. When I used to sit in the chair and during the commercial, I mean, you know, we get up at 4:30 in the morning. You come in here, you have a couple of minutes in between the commercial breaks, so you just kind of lay back in a chair and you kind of half doze off, and it keeps you kind of tired. And then of course, you know, when you're back, you know, talking and everything, you're all energized, having fun, a good time, and then you lay down.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I got this ball that you sit on, you're bouncing around, you're moving.
Yep.
Even if you're not bouncing around, you're moving.
You're moving.
It keeps you engaged. It keeps you. Your brain is thinking, okay, don't fall down, and you're just moving around. You're less sedentary, and it's probably the best thing I've ever done to keep me energetic in the morning. So if you sit at your desk and you start to feel tired, don't worry about what anybody else in your office says. Go get the big orange ball.
Go sit on your ball.
Bounce around, get the blood moving.
The overnight guy teases me. He's like, do you know what you look like sitting on that ball? And I'm like, I'm man enough to do it, buddy. Yeah, this guy's like 6'5". He's like, you look like a moron sitting on that ball. I'm like, you know what? I'm man enough to look like a moron, buddy.
So he doesn't sneak a sit on it during the middle of the
night? Never. Never. He thinks we all look like idiots.
Huh.
I don't care. I'm used to looking like an idiot. I've done it all my life. All right, so... If you head on over to Doug Steffen, STEPHN, or gooddayshow.com, There's a story that I heard a little bit about yesterday, and I was kind of amazed. We all know that when you go to high school or college, it's fairly normal that the school itself may provide you with a laptop mm-hmm. or a computer. I know plenty of kids have gotten this. And then certain districts around the country are trying to do this with middle school and high school kids, where they provide the high school students or the middle school students with a laptop. And I guess it has the programs on it that they're going to be using in school, and they feel, okay, if the kid can't afford it, doesn't have their own computer at home or a computer at home that gives them access, and why not? We just suck all the money out of the taxpayer's pocket and provide for them.
Right.
This one goes a little bit further.
This is interesting to me. This story, you know, the iPad 2 is like the big craze. Everybody's trying
I've got
to get
one. Yeah.
Their hands on it.
Yeah,
it's
they're
a
fun.
Big deal. Well, now a school in Maine is giving an iPad 2 tablet to all of their kindergartners. It's
amazing?
Costing them $200,000. It's this pilot
goodness.
Program in Auburn, Maine. And it's going to give all these kindergartners an iPad 2. Now.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to get Doug an iPad 2.
Yeah.
Can't
and
find
you can't.
One anywhere.
Right.
They're can't
gonna,
find one
these
anywhere.
Kids are going to get their iPads in May. And I guess the rest of the school, there's going to be a complete rollout in fall. But what's weird is that my mom has been, if you don't know, my mom is a high school teacher in Los Angeles. And she registered for this program through Apple that allows her advanced placement students in high school to have an iPad that they can use for books and school and all of that. I kind of get it. I still think it's a really nice perk for high school kids, but I kind of get it with high schoolers.
Yeah.
But really, kindergartners? I don't quite understand.
What happens if you drop one of these things?
Yeah, or spill your cookies and milk on
exactly.
it or something. I mean, it seems like we're asking a lot of kindergartners to be responsible for $200,000 worth of equipment.
Yeah. You know, I have an iPad, too, and my son loves to play Angry Birds on it because it makes the nice big full HD version mm-hmm. of it look really cool. And I closely watch him when he's with it. I never, rule number one is this is not your iPad. It's my iPad.
Right.
You ask me if you want to use it, and I may let you use it or I may not, depending on what's going on. So when he uses it, you know, I'm usually sitting right next to him or something because that's the thing. This thing is handheld.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's not cheap.
It's not cheap. I mean, what is it? What did yours cost you?
It was $500.
Yeah.
So, and then you add the cover, that's another $60. So, and then my daughter, I let her use my iPhone to play her little games. I don't think she really needs, you know, and she's just starting to
But you're kind of hanging out with them when they're using your stuff,
right.
aren't you?
Yes,
you're
absolutely.
You're keeping an eye on it.
Absolutely.
But the question is, what if you drop the iPad? What happens to it?
Well, yeah, what I want to know is what they think that they can get from giving the kids an iPad. For me, I don't know, a little kid, I want to see them turning the pages in a colorful book.
Yeah, they miss out on that in the handheld stuff. You know, with the high schoolers that my mom is teaching, they're able to download, because they're reading a lot of literature, so they're able to download many books during the semester that they can read on their iPad. They can use dictionaries. They can use all the stuff that makes it really functional, but I don't know.
They're
That's
saying,
still even a lot of responsibility, I think, for a high school kid. They have to sign contracts that they're going to return it in good condition.
Right.
And you know.
Otherwise, you're responsible for it.
Right.
Teachers say that they're noticing children who used iPads and the apps to learn the alphabet learned them better, that the technology could significantly boost literacy rates.
I could believe that.
Now, one of the reasons I let my kids play with my iPhone and the iPad is because we have learning games. Juliana has puzzles that she puts together on the iPhone, and she has ABCs. And they're fun little apps where they learn to do their ABCs, they learn to count, and every time you do something successfully, she gets a sticker on the screen, and you put the sticker on your little art project, and then you go back and play some more, and you do something successfully, and you get another sticker, and that's neat. I can definitely see that. But she's playing with that at home. This costs $200,000 for the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Take a couple calls on this, 1-800-510-8255. We've got a couple of minutes here before Dr. Ken. What do you think about kindergartners having an iPad? 1-800-510-8255. Will it help them embracing the technology? Will it help them learn quicker, or is it a waste of money? So 1-800-510-8255. I don't know. My son, he's in the first grade, And when he was in kindergarten last year, they had computer lab in the school where I think 1 or 2 days a week they would go over to the computer labs. And they had computers in the classroom itself, and I think they use that once or twice a week. So a couple times a week they had access and were using and learning on the computers.
Right, and I'm okay with that because, you know, you have to teach kids those skills now. You can't function without knowing computers in this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, there's still something about, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but there's something about using a library, about reading a book, about holding stuff in your hand.
I was watching Sean yesterday sit in his bed and read his homework book, and, you know, he was enjoying it. He was, mm-hmm. you know, it didn't seem like a distraction. And I'm curious to, I might download an iBook and let him read that on the iPad and just watch him and see how it engages him and see whether it's a difference. Let's go to Duluth and Denny. Denny, what do you think of this?
Well, I listen to you people talk, and I think that it's interesting, and I think that it's great that that we get computers in the hands of maybe kids that can't afford it. But you talk about signing a contract, and so this kid can't afford a computer. During the year, he happens to break this computer. Well, he can't afford to have it fixed or to buy a new one then either. So what happens? What mm-hmm. what good is a contract?
Right, and that's yeah. absolutely it. If they can't afford to replace it, they can't afford to replace it.
Exactly. So what good is any contract?
It isn't.
I think it's more like declaring responsibility, I think. In my mom's school, it's I'm going to be responsible for this.
Right.
You know, but with a kindergartner, they're not going to get that full scope of being responsible for something. They're 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old.
Here's a comment.
Well, I also think.
Go ahead, Danny.
I also think that you try to teach them responsibility. Well, they've got to know up front that if they can't afford the thing and this thing is given to them, that there's going to be no penalty for breaking the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Danny, thank you. Here's Devin who says, why is the school district paying full price for iPad 2s instead of buying used versions of the original iPad?
Mm-hmm.
The iPad 2 costs $500, and you could buy the original iPad for a couple $100 online.
Interesting. And what kind of discount does Apple give them? I mean, this is a big thing for Apple. You know they're thinking it's a huge score. Are they getting some kind of bulk discount, do you think?
I would guess no.
Wow.
I don't think Apple's giving any discounts on any of these things right now. They're so hot. I was we're trying to find one for Doug in the Verizon 3G version.
Hmm.
And I've been in the Apple store because I had a problem with my iMac 3 or 4 times in the last couple of weeks. And every day I'm asking, you know, I'm in there, and what happens is they get anywhere from 10 to 100 and 150 iPads delivered every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
And every single morning there's a line at 7:30 in the morning out in front of the store. The store opens at 9:30, and within an hour they've sold every iPad that they get.
Hmm.
And the guy says, we have no idea from day to day how many we're going to get and which model we're going to get.
Wow.
So, and he doesn't see that slowing down anytime soon.
Oh, no. They're
so
huge.
Why would they discount anything?
It's $400 that they would have purchased. At $500 a pop, $200,000 would make it 400 iPads that they bought.
Yeah.
And the guy said the guy from the school district said it's a learning tool, and they're going to get grants and donations to fund the program. They'll only use public money if it's necessary.
Which means I couldn't get a grant. Let's go get the public money.
Exactly.
Deal done. All right, so there it is. It's 44 past the hour on Good Day. Dr. Ken coming up with your health update just momentarily.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls you through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Cable.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
48 past the hour, Dr. Ken, good day with Roberta, Rich, and Jennifer. If you want to live to be 100, Dr. Ken is going to tell you how in just a moment. And one of those things that can help you do that is to stay fit and trim, and we can help you with that by using MetaFast. I've been emailing with a couple of more listeners who have started the diet and doing well on it, Ken. And I think all of us agree it's simple. You get the food that you are supposed to eat. You're responsible for one meal a day, and those are lean and green. And it's easy. There's no thinking, no calorie counting. It just works. Why?
It really is simple. Our pantry is packed with this food. It works because it's nutritious. It fills you up. It gives you the calories you need. It's simple to count. And people like the food, and it's a lifestyle that you can live with.
Yeah.
And the other important thing is that, you know, as a physician, I know I'm supposed to recommend that people get into an exercise program after the doctor says it's okay, but so many people don't have time. This works if you're not going to the gym 5 days a week.
Yeah, it's great. It's easy. So check it out at MetaFastKen.com, MetaFastKen.com. You can always drop one of us an email or Facebook, and we can answer any of your questions about it. All right, how do we live to be 100, Ken?
You want to live to 100, Rich? You want to take life's curveballs in stride. Yes, there is a longevity gene, but there's a powerful trait called adaptive confidence, which is discussed in this book, Treat Me, Not My Age. And this is out, just came out. And adaptive confidence, in simple language, it's the ability to bounce back from life's curveballs. We're talking about such things as medical, social, financial, or psychological curveballs that are thrown at all of us.
So obviously handling stress then.
Exactly.
Okay, so obese kids' wrist size may predict heart disease?
Yes. It seems like you eat the wrong foods and you're going to make your bones grow bigger, and some of them, especially where this fat accumulates, is in the bones of the wrist. You may want to look at your wrists, because it seems like people with bigger wrists are insulin insensitive. They have more insulin wandering around their bodies, and this is a risk for developing heart disease later in life.
Okay, quickly, omega-3s and postpartum depression.
Experimental Biology 2011 meeting in Washington, D.C. Women who are thinking about getting pregnant may want to eat more fish, this is going to lower the risk of postpartum depression.
See,
very exciting.
Yeah, but they tell you not to eat fish because of the mercury.
Yes, you want to eat the very low mercury types. You know, stay with the salmon and the lighter fish, not the tuna fish, not the dark tuna.
There he is, the other smartest doctor on the radio, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Thank you, sir. It's 51 past.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
24th.
The words to this?
I know, only that part.
Ah, okay.
So,
I have to admit, I remember this movie, but I don't know that I've ever seen it. It's from the movie Oliver.
Yeah.
Consider Yourself by Jack Wilde. It was the best motion picture Oscar this week in 1969. And
didn't they make a cartoon with the cat, or am I just dreaming that up?
I don't know. I think you're right.
I think Disney did, because I think I had an ornament.
That kid was in the TV show Puff and Stuff. Do you remember that?
Yeah. How did I miss Oliver, but I know Puff and Stuff? H.R. Puff and Stuff. Yeah. All right, so that's how we get into our movie moments today. It's 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry from an old kids movie, Oliver.
I remember my mother taking me to see that. You know who played the villain in that movie?
Who?
Oliver Reed, and he was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
So a guy named Oliver played the villain in Oliver.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Weird.
You know, Chuck has all kinds of interesting movie tidbits. For example, did you know that Robin Williams has herpes?
Yeah. We didn't, but Chucker did.
One of Dr. Ken's stories were about treatment on herpes, and Chucker knows all
and
of Hollywood.
And that's allegedly, because just in case.
It's allegedly, yeah.
No,
he admitted it. He got sued for it and admitted it.
I believe it's public knowledge. You could probably Google it.
Well, if he got sued for it, then it's definitely public knowledge. All right, so anyway, it's Chucker movie contest time. We've got three pieces of audio. You listen to them, pick up the phone, give us a call, 1-800-510-8255. After I play if you know it after the third, you know, the first clip, you can call. So here you go, first clip.
So why do you want to work in television?
Because I'm passionately committed to communicating with children. They are the future.
Do you have any children of your own?
Oh, Christ, no. Yuck.
right. Funny movie. All right. Let me see if we have any. This was the number one movie this week in 2001. Everybody's got this, right? Maybe even Roberta. No. Not a chance.
That's okay. A good one.
Chucky, you got it right.
I do.
Okay.
This is kind of up Roberta's alley, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Let me hear another one.
All right. 1-800-510-8255. Roberta, you can call in if you know it. I'll actually give you a prize. Here's clue number two.
At times like this, continuing with one's life seems impossible, and eating the entire contents of one's fridge seems inevitable.
Roberta, I'll give
you a clue.
Come
on, Roberta.
No.
The accent is fake.
Yeah, and it was a book.
Yeah.
Oh, give me another one. Come on.
1-800-510-8255. Here's your last chance.
I mean, you seem to go out of your way to try to make me feel like a complete idiot every time I see you, and you really needn't bother. I already feel like an idiot most of the time anyway.
Yeah. Okay, 1-800-510-8255.
No clue.
Just one more opportunity to beat Roberta. Chucker, what's going on in movie news?
Interesting story that broke last night. Troubled actress Lindsay Lohan reportedly in talks to play Victoria Gotti, that's the daughter of John Gotti, in a new movie about John Gotti titled Gotti Three Generations, which is going to star actor John Travolta. What was interesting, they held a big press conference yesterday. John Travolta was there, Lindsay Lohan, and also the Gotti family, Victoria and John Gotti Jr. What I found interesting is Travolta was hugging John Gotti Jr. and gave an interview to CNN Showbiz Tonight and talked very highly of him and the family, which I found somewhat weird. People who have read the script, although Travolta denied it, say that the movie will put a positive spin on Gotti's life. I find that...
You think they got a hit out of, you know, they tell Travolta, listen, you make us look bad in this, then we'll knock you off?
Well, you know, it's going to be directed by John Cassavetes, who's a pretty tough guy. He directed The Notebook. I don't know if you've ever seen him on the show Entourage. He did a guest appearance. Very interesting person. But the script has been supervised by Gotti's son, John Jr., so I doubt it's going to portray him as a very evil guy. We'll see how the project turns out. Huh. Other news of interest, actor Bradley Cooper reportedly in talks to star in a remake of the 1984 supernatural superhero The Crow. That film starred Brandon Lee, who got killed on the set.
Yeah, great movie.
Got shot. Cooper, who will be in The Hangover 2, I think is an interesting choice for that role. Actually, I think it's a bad career move. And Paramount has acquired the rights to Ray Bradbury's short story, The Martian Chronicles, looking to turn it into a feature film. It was a 1980 TV version which starred Rock Hudson, which was a pretty interesting project.
All right, so AT&T or Sprint or Verizon must be attacking us right now because I find it hard to believe that nobody knew that that was Bridget Jones' Diary.
I know, it's the best movie ever.
We had a bunch of calls with the wrong answer, so everybody who had the right answer apparently had phone problems. So.
Right.
All right, so there it is, 58 past on good day. Thank you, Chuck.